Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone and welcome to your place. Welcome to another show. We feel so blessed to be a part of your life each week as we look at current events, politics, sermons, Bible teachings, and life in general. As you know, this past Sunday was Mother's Day. We wanted to give all of you a chance to give honor to your mom. Maybe you have a cute story about your mom or just want to say thanks for all the wonderful things she's done. The great thing about Blog Talk Radio is that you can download these shows and keep them for your grandchildren or even your great-grandchildren. The importance of understanding heritage and our legacy is something we should never take for granted. So tonight, as we share our thoughts, it's just as important for us to allow you to share what is on your heart tonight.
Well, hello, Starla. Hello to everyone out there in Blog Talk Radio Land. We pray that you've had a blessed time since we were with you last week. As you know, last Sunday was Mother's Day, and I just wanted to take the time tonight for us to give honor to mothers. And we did this a few years back where we gave people an opportunity to call in and either share a story or a comment or something about their mom. And what's really great about this is, on this show, if you're not aware of it, your comments that you make, there's not just something that's on one recording of our show, and it's gone. These archives of these shows are there, and you can download it to any smart device. You can put it to your computer, you can put it into your iTunes and put it on your iPhone, or you can put it into your iPod. Anything that you have that you carry that has digital recording capabilities, you can download our shows to it, and you can have it forever and ever. So it's kind of a great thing that you can share with families. You can take this and take advantage of it being on the air, and we hope that you do that. But I just wanted to start off tonight by, first, I wanted to thank my wife. She doesn't just take care of the physical things that have to do with her children, and we're like, wait a minute, aren't your children grown? Well, not just do husbands not come already grown up in most cases, like myself. Children never really totally become not your children. There's always something there where you feel the urgency to try to come to the rescue, help them out, be a support, have a kind word, you know, kind of kiss their boo-boo, just whatever. It's just part of being parents, and mothers have a very special calling in the way they do that. But not just has she taken care of those things in her life, I know that she's taken care of putting their faces before God and taking care of the spiritual battles to make sure that our children are protected, and that, you know, she when they call her and they got problems, I know that she always emphasizes that the things of God are what needs to be important in her life, and I really appreciate her for doing that. Also, I can't forget Blog Talk Mom, the heritage that's there. As someone else brought up the thing about the legacy that's there, you know, from our mothers. Wow, you know, what can I say? It's not just the things past, but it's a living legacy and heritage that's being passed on to us. As a small boy, I can remember her pulling out flannel graphs, and if you don't know what that is, that was some kind of board that they had. It was a cloth that they had paper that was kind of a sticky type material that would stick to it if you put something on the back of it, and she would tell me stories about people in the Bible. And she would make it lifelike by putting the characters up and showing me, you know, she'd make the motion like they were walking to their sheep or going to slay the giant or just whatever the story was. And even as a young boy, I realized from the way that she taught me these things that these weren't just stories. It wasn't like my storybook, The Black Stallion, that I loved reading about the boy and his horse. I understood the deep down that there was a depth to these words and the people that was beyond anything else that I knew at a young age. And so it established a foundation in my life. Now, did I always stand on that foundation? No, but it was there when, in my time of need, that I decided to go back and turn towards the things of God, it was planted. the seed of God's word. It was planted. You know, it may have taken a long time to bring forth fruit. And Blog Talk Mom probably was wondering if it was ever going to happen. But that didn't stop her from every time I called and like, Mom, I messed up and this is going on. And she's like, well, have you prayed about it? Have you talked to God? You know, well, let's talk to God right now. I won't ever forget the time that I called Mom and I was all tore up over something. No telling what it was. And instead of trying to find out what God wanted in my life, I was trying to do my own thing. And right there, all of a sudden, Mom said, well, let's just pray. And she started praying right there, and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost fell, and she started speaking in tongues. And in the background, I hear, attention, Walmart shoppers. And I'm like, wow. The love of a mother that in my time of need, that she was sitting there going before the throne of God and praying to the point of breaking through the spiritual warfare. She didn't care that she was in Walmart. And we all know the protection that mothers have for their children. I think I've told this story before about climbing a tree and being about 30 feet off the ground, and I saw this one limb that grew close to another tree, and these trees were very far apart. But I just thought it'd be neat to get on this tree limb and shimmy across to the other tree. But anyway, I got about halfway in between, and a stob got hung, went through the bottom of my pants, and I was hung. And every time I tried to raise up, the wind would hit me and try to blow me off that limb, so I was hung. And I had even thought of just giving up and just letting myself fall. I didn't see any way out. And in my mind, I was thinking, you know, it's just better just to go ahead and fall and just deal with whatever happens there. Never said I was a very bright child. But anyway, Blog Talk Mom, she gets them. I got a treehouse. She grabs a ladder, climbs up in my treehouse with a ladder, gets on the ladder, climbs up as high as she can get on it, shimmies on up another probably 7 to 8 feet to get to the limb that I'm on, scoots out there far enough that she can grab hold of me and pull me to safety. That's the love of a mom. And, you know, that was funny. I was thinking today about they have these either Scottish or Irish games, and they throw hammers, and they got these huge poles, and these men grab, and they got their kilts on, and they pull it up about waist high, and they throw this pole as far as they can. And I remember we had this one horse. It was, I think it was mental. I'm not sure what its malfunction was, but this thing decided just to run up and just kick me. I mean, both legs, wham, I mean, sent me flying. And Blog Talk Mom, before I knew it, she was there, and there was a piece of a telephone pole laying there on the ground. I don't know what that thing weighed. I know that I couldn't pick it up. And but anyway, Blog Talk Mom, she was there. She picked up that telephone pole, and she could have won the Scottish or Irish games, whatever that is, where they throw the pole that day, because she was throwing that pole at that horse. That's the love that a mother has for her child to come to the rescue. But I just want to take tonight and allow everyone to just call in and share something, maybe a story about, and your mother may not be here anymore. You may just want to have it recorded here for their grandchildren to know these things and be able to share that they can go to the blog page and they can download this show and they can hear this and keep it for prosperity for your family, to make it part of an inheritance or heritage of what's going on. So, but anyway, I'm going to turn this over to Starla. And we're going to let her play a song, and then, you know, someone can call in, and then we have some other songs we can come back and play to give people time to think about what they want to say as other people share their story. So I know we don't have a lot of people that can listen live. Most of our listens are archive listens to our show, but I'm really praying that tonight's going to be one of those times that's different, that maybe some people can take time just to call in and say something in appreciation to their mom.
Well, before we play this song, I want everybody to be thinking of a story or something they'd like to share about their mom. And I'm going to open up the lines, and you just press 1, and I'll identify you by the last 4 digits of your phone number. And now we'll hear this song.
For all those times you stood by me, for all the truth that you made, for all the joy you brought to my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream you made so true, for all the love I found in you, I'll be forever thankful, baby. You're the one who held me up, never let me fall. You're
going to open up the mics, and if anybody has a story that they want to share or just something they want to share about their mom, or just push one on your phone and I'll put you on the air. If not, we'll just go to another song.
Thank you for watching over me all of the sleepless nights you lay awake. Thank you for knowing when to hold me close and when to let me go. Thank you for every stepping stone and for the path that always leads me home. I thank you for the time you took to see the heart inside of me. You gave me the roots to start this life, and then you gave me wings to fly, and I learned to dream because you believed in me. There's no power like it on this earth, no treasury equal to its worth. The gift of a mother's love. Thank you for every sunlit day that fills a corners of my memory. Thank you for every selfless unsung deed I know you did for me. Thank you for giving me the choice to search my soul till I could find my voice. And I thank you for teaching me be strong enough to bend. You gave me the roots to start this life, and then you gave me wings to fly, and I learned to dream because you believed in me. There's no power like it on this earth, no treasure equal to its worth, the gift of a mother's love. I thank God for a mother's love.
Just something awesome about the love of a mother. I lost my mom about 5 years ago, and she was the most awesome mom. There was at times 6 of us at home, and we never knew that we didn't have any money because we always had clothes for Easter, and I mean clothes for Easter, like new shoes and little purses for all the girls and Easter bonnets. There was 5 girls. I really don't know how she did it. Sometimes she would be holding down 3 jobs, and she would have to pick up Coke bottles in the morning to give us breakfast. And, boy, she was a worker. And we felt so loved and so blessed, and we never lacked anything. We never knew that we didn't have any money because we always had lots of food, and I don't know, we never had our electricity turned off, and God really blessed me with such a wonderful mother. I just can't imagine things being any different than they were. Well, we'll have another song. If anybody, just press 1 and to let me know that you want to share something from your life.
When darkness falls upon your heart and soul, I'll be the light that shines for you. When you forget how beautiful you are, I'll be there to find your way, I'll find my way.
we have Wild Bill. You have something you
want to share, Wild Bill? Yeah, I'm kind of surprised. I know a lot of people are shy and a lot of people that, you know, kind of scary. I still get nervous whenever I push one on my phone, but I was just thinking about, I wonder if anyone else would notice when you get to looking at the attributes of a mother or a wife, how that some of the same things that Jesus was in his creation to mankind is some of the same things that a mother has in her life naturally, that she reaches out, loves, nurtures, cares, tries to fill the gaps of what's missing in a life, and yet Jesus did those same things for us. And also I wanted to take time to think, I was one of those teenagers that it seemed like I had several mothers. We lived in a small town, and I couldn't do anything without one of them finding out about it, and they would all tell each other. And I shared the story about the time I was taken to the police station, and I mean, man, it was, I had a great line of mothers that you just wouldn't believe, starting from my pastor's wife, Sister Vicki Shield, and then there was Sister Mary Hannah. There was Sister Taylor, there was Sister Linda White, the list just goes on. Sister Carolyn T, Sister Geneva Bridges. These people, they didn't just have my back, but they were mine. I mean, they let me know that, you know, if I was doing something wrong, they were going to tell my parents, or, you know, they were going to tell my pastor, or they would sit me down like, listen here, young man, you know, this is not pleasing to God, and this is where you're kind of going astray, and, you know, this is being immature. Of course, I think I still have parents even today. I think my pastor's wife probably has to say that last one to me about the immaturity, but I'm getting there. At 55, I can tell you I'm more grown up now than I've ever been, but I know I've still got a long way to go. And we forget sometimes the things that are so important to the foundation of who we are. But the office of mother, even with me, and I'm sure with several people, went beyond my parents. It went beyond those people who invested themselves and cared and had that mother instinct to try to be there for me, even though I didn't know that I needed someone to be there for me. And I'm just thankful for those people who invested in me. And I know I left some people out. I'm sitting here, my brain is racking, trying to remember. I know there was Sister Brown. Her husband invited me over to their house several times and, you know, tried to be a support to me. And Sister Joyce Trimble, her and her husband, they really invested a lot of time into who I am today. And I don't want to forget those things. I don't want to not take time to remember, you know, we got Father's Day coming up. And how many young people have I tried to invest myself into as mothers? You have your children, but how many other children do you try to invest yourself into? Because as much as the aspects of a mother is so close to the things that show us the things of God, then think about how you can share that on with others if people did with me. So I just wanted to take time to share that and follow with us and turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, I guess we'll listen to another song, and I know why people aren't calling in, Wild Bill, because they're crying. I thought these were going to be funny songs, but they're kind of tugging at your heart. Anyway, well, we'll play another one. I'm losing the order of the song, so anyway, here we go.
She is known by many titles around this little house, and she'll work her fingers to the bone. She's a mom. But she turned our little house into a home. Now others may not see it, but the word is crystal.
Keep me safe and warm and loved and fed. But today's your special day, it was my turn instead. So I got up at 5 a.m., I've been working hard since then. Some things I didn't get quite right, next year I'll try again. Just for you I did my best to cut my own hair. Some places came out pretty good and some are kind of bare. I washed all your nicest clothes, but the washer wasn't free. So I used the dishwasher, pretty smart of me. Remember, no one's perfect, every kid has faults. Remember, it's the thought that counts more than the results. My heart was in the right place, even though I did it wrong. It was all to say on Mother's Day, my love for you is strong. I vacuumed really quietly, I didn't use the power. I cleaned your dirty iPad screen, I held it in the shower. I painted all the ceilings, it was easy with the mop. Now the carpet's painted too with cool rainbow drops. I answered all your work emails with just leave me alone. And we gave a prince from Scandinavia a loan. I watered all the houseplants with the garden hose. I forgot to turn it off, sometimes that's how it goes. Remember, no one's perfect, every kid has faults. Remember, it's the thought that counts more than the results. My heart was in the right place, even though I did it wrong. It was all to say on Mother's Day, my love for you is strong. Your car shiny inside and out with lots of olive oil. Who knew that oatmeal splatters up so high and far on boil? I tried to make you orange juice, but I spilled it on the floor. I tried to fry you bacon, we don't have a stove no more. Since you can't really cook this week, I called the pizza place. I emptied out the fridge and freezer, so there's enough space. They should be here any time, 2 dozen pizza pies. I paid with your credit card, I hope that you're surprised. Remember, no one's perfect, every kid has faults. Remember, it's the thought that counts more than the results. My heart was in the right place, even though I did it wrong. It was all to say on Mother's Day, my love for you is strong. My heart was in the right place, even though I did it wrong. It was all to say on Mother's Day, my love for you is strong. It was all to say on Mother's Day, my love for you is strong.
Up all night with a screaming baby,
run all day at the speed of light. And every day you feel a little bit less like the beautiful woman you are. So you fall in bed when you run out of hours, and you wonder if anything worth doing got done. Or maybe you just don't know. Or maybe you forgot. You are changing the world, one little heartbeat at a time, making history with every touch and every smile. Oh, you may not see it now, but I believe that time will tell how you are changing. At a time. Every I know you can do it. Every tear that you kiss away. Many little things that seem to go unnoticed, they're just like the drops of rain over time. They become a river, and you are changing the world, one little heartbeat at a time, making history with every touch and every smile. Oh, you may not see it now. Changing the world, one little heartbeat at a time, making history with every touch and every smile. Oh, you may not see it now, but I believe that time will tell how you are changing the world. Oh, I believe that you are changing.
Well, hello there. Sister Starla? I hope that we're not muted.
Oh,
now, can you hear me?
On my mic, yes. Anyway, Walt Bill wanted you to tell the wax story.
The what?
The wax story, where you had waxed the floor and he came in behind you with.
Oh, I'm glad I got that story. Hey, before I forget, the young man that has done the music on my rap song, mm-hmm. Jordan Hewlett, he's here. He just finished putting my music on iTunes, and he wants to say something about his mom before he leaves. Is that okay if I give it?
Oh, yes, that'd be awesome.
Okay, Jordan Hewlett. Okay, here you are, Jordan.
Hey there, everybody. I just wanted to appreciate my mom, Dolores Hewlett. We've been married, three children, 40 years. And my wife, me and my wife, she's been married. We've been married 4 years, and it's been great. She's been very open to learning with me and working on things with me together, and she's been a real blessing. And I could not do this without her because we have 3 children, and I love her. She's been an awesome mother.
All right. I want him to share that with you because he has told me so much. I've met his wonderful wife, and she is, talk about a mother, she is a wonderful mother, and he is a wonderful father. They, he just came from prayer meeting tonight and helped me put the CD album on iTunes. While Bill had encouraged me to do that. One thing about, I want to say about the telephone pole, while Bill was, he was very small. He was very little.
Yeah.
And so the telephone
pole. Our perception
is
different.
It was, yes. It was a fence post. It really was. And I think the adrenaline was going pretty good. But anyway, he's... He made me sound like Bionic Woman a little bit on some of that. We had a hardwood floors, the original hardwood floors, and I had paste waxed the old-timey paste wax, and I didn't have a buffer, so I buffed them. I just buffed them with my hands and whatever. And he saw that, and so he thought it would just be wonderful if he got the detergent, like the liquid dishwashing detergent, and come in behind me. And so not only, it bubbles and soap and destroys all of the wax, and it wasn't a happy thing, but it was, that's part of when you, children's perception of things. I think that both of these stories give insight. Now that I'm 74 years old and I have worked in counseling several years, so many times I wish I could impart to parents the difference. You know, they put a motive to what children do that is not, it's just not that way. It would be if an adult did it, but as a child, it's not the same. And I'm really proud of my children, proud of you, Sister Starla, very, very much for y'all's endeavor to do this program, for one thing. And you know, we can't, there's just some things we can't fix as we grow older. We just can't. But I'll never forget, as Ryan and I was very, very young, 16 years old, and when they came and brought me that little boy, my life, I was never the same. It still was several years before I gave my heart to God, but I tell you, that beautiful little baby, and then Joy Bells came along, and once you're a mother, you're a whole different, it's a whole different world, isn't it?
It really is.
For good or for bad or for whatever, you're maturing, you know, you're growing in these situations, and, you know, like someone said, they didn't give us a little book telling us exactly what to do. I mean, there are plenty of books and about those things, but yet there's no instructional catalog.
I don't know. As a child myself, you know, a lot of teenagers or young girls will romanticize about, you know, when they would get married. But I didn't do that. I wanted children. I mean, you know, of course I waited, but I always thought about having a baby. I didn't stop playing with dolls till I was 16, and I just, that's all I ever aspired to be, was a mom. And I have such wonderful children, and, it just, there aren't words to describe how it feels to be a mom. It is the most awesome job you could ever imagine to have as a woman.
And we'll go on to our next song. We have Wild Bill back. Wild Bill.
Yeah, also I was sitting here thinking about, you know, how blessed we've been with our grandchildren. I was thinking, you know, Jennifer, my daughter, she's about to graduate from college here this next week. And, you know, she, you know, one of the things she decided she wanted to do things her own way at a very young age. She was 8 or 9 going on 30. And it seemed like she just, you know, had to have it her own way. And coming from a split home, and she went and made a lot of mistakes in life. But when she had her first child, that clicked something inside of her. She decided she'd quit school. She had decided to go back to school, got her GED, got set up, got her own apartment, understood that if she wanted something, she had to work for it. And life hasn't been a bed of roses for her, but just because of the thing with having children, it has brought her to a responsibility and accountability to where, like I say, she's about to graduate from college. And it blows my mind. And, it's so easy for us, because it's easy for me, the emotion of, you know, when I look at Carla and I look at my mom and I see their hands, how small they are, think about all the tasks that they put themselves to do, that sometimes we forget, you know, that the good things when we get aggravated at the things we don't want to hear. And that's part of being a mom and a wife and a mother, that you have to not always do what's the most popular, not always what's the easiest, because the responsibility that you take so much as part of your heart, like Charlotte said, with playing with dolls till she was like 16 years old, she had that in her from a very young age, from what she saw in her mother, with what she did to provide for her family that made her want to do that. And, you know, with little boys, sometimes we want to be firemen and policemen or astronauts. And to think of the hero for Charlotte was her mother, even though she didn't totally comprehend the sacrifice that her mom was making at that time to give them all the things that was there, she understood it was special. And it just, you know, we look back as we get older, we start losing things. I want to remind people, take time to let your parents know that you still have how much you appreciate them. They may have made some mistakes. They may have done things that you don't agree with. But the first scripture in the Bible with promises is to honor thy mother and thy father, that your days may be long upon the earth. So, anyway, Starla, I'll turn it back over to you. But I just hope that some of these songs, some of the things you hear, bless you. And I do hope that some of you go ahead and post some things here that you can have to remember for years to come. So, Starla, back to you.
Well, I also want to take the time to say how blessed I am to have such a wonderful mother-in-law. She's just been such an inspiration to me and such a role model, a spiritual, godly role model. And I just love her to death. And I just don't know how I could have done any better in that department. And she's just an awesome, awesome woman. And now we'll go to our next song. If nobody else has anything they want to share, and if I push the wrong button, then I'll fix it.
I think my mom is amazing.
She wakes early in the morning with a smile, and she holds my head up high. Don't you ever let anybody put you down, 'cause you are my little angel. Can she make something warm for me to drink, 'cause it's cold out there, she thinks. Then she walks me to school, yes, I ain't no fool. I just think my mommy's amazing. She makes me feel like I can do anything. And when she's with me, there's nowhere else I'd rather be. After school, she's waiting by the gate. I'm so happy that I just can't wait to get home to tell her how my day went. Eat the yummy food only my mom makes. Then I wind her up 'cause I don't wanna bath. Then we run around the house with her. like I can do anything. When she's with me, there's nowhere else I'd rather be. In the evening, she tucks me into bed, and I wrap my arms around her head. Then she tells me a tale of a girl far away, who one day became a princess. I'm so happy you don't hurt me. So she lies in bed with me. As I close my eyes, how lucky am I to have a mom that's so amazing. She makes me feel like I can do anything. When she's with me, there's nowhere else I'd rather be. Then I wake up in the morning, she's not there. And I realize she never was. And I'm still here in this lonely orphanage with so many just like me. And as my dreams begin to fade, I try hard to look forward to my day. But there's a pain in my heart that's a craving. How I wish I had a mom that's amazing. Would be amazing.
She makes me feel, do anything. She's with me, nowhere else I'd rather be.
It's a song from my mommy.
How do you spell it?
Give me an M. L. Give me an O.
Give me an O.
Give me an M.
M.
M. M. What's that spell?
If you have a stroller, but you're still a rock and roller, you're a mom.
You're a mom.
If you're tired of doing dishes and you know who Elmer Fish is, you're a mom.
You're a mom.
Ooh. If you have a lot of fun, but your work is never done, you're a mom.
Yep. Sorry to interrupt that song. I guess I'll play that later.
I just wanted to say that one song, I know it kind of surprised you on the one where it's talking about how amazing the mom was, and then it gets to the end where it's got the twist and the kids in an orphanage. And there's a lot of kids. I know we have the Tupelo Children's Mansion, and there's probably some other places like that around. And there's some kids that would love to have parents. And so for those of you that have thought about having a child and it's not worked out or something, I just want to encourage you to realize that you can still be that awesome mom or dad to a child that for whatever reason they don't have a parent. And they're looking for someone to show them love and give them affection and nurture them and to let them know that they have value, that they're cared about, and teach them about the love of God in the process. So I don't know why, when I was putting all that together and I run across that song and I got to the ending, I thought, well, that's really not going to fit. But I thought, no, it really does. Because there's several people in this world that can't have children. Then they can still fill that void in their life and help others at the same time. So I just wanted to throw that in so you could, you know, before you go into that next song.
Thank you, Dad.
Your love is like tears from the sun. food to my soul.
Loving you is like food to my soul.
Well, we've come to an end of our song, Blog Talk Mom.
Sister Starla, of the most dynamic people and probably the greatest influence in Wild Bill and myself and Jor Bell and everybody in, that knows would be my mother, and little Nina Powell, 5'1" or 5'2", that was most outstanding. When she was the oldest of 3 or 4 children. I get confused about exactly how it happened, because her father, who was an awesome man, went to help someone that their wagon or something had happened, that they needed help from a neighbor. And at that point, he got extremely wet. It was bad weather, and he died. And he had pneumonia, and he died. At the time, they didn't have so many medications. And so my mother was left as the oldest one, which made her, I think, just a teenager. And then one baby died with that year. Then another baby was born. And mother stood by all of that. She was missed so much school taking care of her family that she didn't get to go to school, because she didn't know how to read. And when I was in the third grade, she was watching me and learning how to read. She's a brilliant, absolutely brilliant woman, but just never had the opportunity. And just amassed a fortune, took care of all of us. My dad had tuberculosis, was sick, I think, 16 years, and she made sure he was taken care of. One of the most just wonderful women that I've, beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And I love her. I think of her so much. And even talking about her today, that I wish I had benefited more from her wisdom on finances and so many other things. But she talked about a legacy and a heritage. Nina Powell left our family wealthy in so many ways, not money, but we would have if we had followed her example. And I know Wild Bill would say the same thing, actually. I said I was 16, I was 18 when Wild Bill was born, and his situation was that my mother just came in and took care of us. And I love her so much. And I love Wild Bill and you. Thank you for the very kind words that you said. God knew what he was doing when he put a family together. There's nothing more beautiful. And I appreciate y'all and just God for being who he is and how he is and how he does things. It's wonderful. And we're a heavenly family. We're all named Jesus. We're all going to reign with him forever and ever. The mistakes we made here, Sister Starla, we can cover them with the blood of Jesus and don't have to take them into eternity. Isn't that right?
Amen. That is awesome. Yes. Well, we'll see if Wild Bill has any closing remarks. Wild Bill? Yeah. I don't know what makes our phone sound like an alien talking, but sometimes it does. And you have to call back to get it. I talk to my sisters often, and it just every now and then it sounds like an alien talking. So we'll have to call each other back and
when a tape gets too fast, you know, like on the music, then maybe it gets I don't know, but I've had that sound when I've been playing something, it gets going too fast or skipping somehow or other. But most of all, that it's amazing how little, with as many things as y'all have planned, like with the songs and preachers and speakers and callers, it's amazing that it does as well as it does. Very, very interesting, too.
Here we have Wild Bill.
I don't know why they call these. I don't know why they call these smartphones, because they seem to have more trouble changing from power to power when you're traveling than the other phones did. I was sitting there looking at a phone that had a sign on it showing it was my phone company, and there was my signal just was dropping down to nothing. But I do want to say that I love my mom and my wife, and my grandmother, as mom said, so many things. And I wanted to take a moment to acknowledge Joy Bell. You know, she's the reason we have this show. And I've never seen a more devoted mother in my life than what Joy Bell was to her children. She was always make sure she was the first one there in line to pick up her kids from school. And she was just, you know, worked so hard to make sure they had all the things that they need. And I know that, you know, things in life sometimes doesn't make the pretty picture that you want it to be. But I understand that process, that the pretty picture comes at the end when things all come together. So I know for mom, as she looked at some of the things in my life, she probably thought that the picture of my life was never going to come together unless it was going to be like one of those abstract art things where their ear was in the front and the nose was on the side or something like that, one eye on one side of the head and one eye on the top. But, you know, it's just that process and the love and mercy of God. A mother can only do what a mother can do. And then she has to give it to God and allow God to do the work. But that, as I know as a father, is easier said than done in the process of being a parent. But I did want to acknowledge what a wonderful mom that my sister was to her children and thank her so much for the blessings she's been to my life and helping us get this Blog Talk show started. I know she's going through some hard times right now with her car accident, and just ask everyone if you would just to keep her in your prayers. And I just want to let you know, Joy Bells, we love you, and even though we don't always get to talk, you're in our thoughts all the time. So, and I just wanted to throw it in, and I too am thankful for the things that grandmother, you know, showed us and encouraged us about, you know, having to work to get things that you want. Unfortunately, I didn't get that gene of wanting to save. I seem to have the gene of wanting to enjoy too much. And I know that that's one of those things, like Blog Talk Mom was saying, if we probably listened a little bit more, I probably could have a whole lot more in some ways than what I have. But because we look at hardship, we think we've got it hard, but the hardship to what they had growing up, I mean, siblings that died, and a mother that was sick, and a dad that was sick, and then a husband that was sick. But the things that was in her heart and mind, she never shirked the duty that came along with being a wife and mother. She took those things to heart when it came to being a grandparent. Did she make mistakes? Sure. We all make mistakes. But in those mistakes is where character is developed. The hardships are passed on. Some of the things where we can look at it and say, okay, I want to do better in this generation than what was handed down to me. And as I look at my children and some of the things that's going on in their life, I see that they are doing it, that they're trying to take the thing that was passed down to them and do it better. James with his wife, a little Tucker, I'm so amazed at, for one thing, the beautiful child that's there, but what they're doing with it. And Matthew with his wife and family with little Jordan, that little boy, he's got a plan. We're going to sneak out. You know, mom and dad ain't you know, wanting to do it, but he's going to pack his bag and come be with us. It's just those relationships and things in life. There's times to where you look at your spouse and say, man, I wish it was spouse hunting season. And then there's other times when I do the work that I'm doing out here and I realize that the strength that I really get to do the job that I have to do counseling, the love that I get from my spouse. And so for the mothers in my life that I've been so blessed to be around, I want to say thank you to all of you and pray that God blesses you and all that you put your hands to do. So that's all I have, Carla.
Well, we appreciate you all listening and listening to all our Mother's Day stories and stories about our wonderful children. Blog Talk Mom, did you have anything else you wanted to share?
Not except that I have, as usual, been blessed and encouraged by the program. And the thought came to me of the threefold cord from what Wild Bill said. There was the influence that you've had in his life as his wife and you being a mother and his sister, then the church, the people in the church, his own mother, the generations, you know, that there's such a strength. The Bible says a threefold cord is not soon broken. So even more as families pull together and pray together, forgive, and go forward, there's such a strength for the generation that's coming on now. And like Bob Bill said, we're seeing in them a devotion to the Lord and wisdom that came through, like you said, many times it only comes through hardship and struggles, but when it does come, then character is built, and this generation has such a seem like a depth to it. Speaking of ours, grandchildren, children, great grandchildren, they're beautiful, and I'm so thankful for them. Thank you again for the program, and look forward to being able to hear it every week.
Well, we want to thank our listeners and thank Wild Bill for bringing us this program every week. He's so faithful to do it, and God has blessed me with a wonderful husband. And we pray that you all have a very blessed week, and we'll see you back here next week at your place. Good night.